basically talking about the union of gerus, how a ger becomes a ger, which procedures has to be done in order that he should become part of Klal Yisrael. Of course, there's a ger, there's a ben noach. Ben noach is a goy, which really is mitzvah on sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And after Matan Torah, the din became that a ben noach becomes a ger toshav if he's mekabel on himself in bifnei bezdin to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, which is a different darga. If he's mekabel, then he has dinim that he could run to your miklot, he could be yoshev beretz Yisrael or lachiyos or legabei tzedakah. Then there's a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek becomes part of Klal Yisrael, integral part of Klal Yisrael. He can't become a dayan in dinei nefoshos. He won't have nevuah. But other than that, he is part of Klal Yisrael. And how do we become a ger? So the Gemara in Kriisus says, in Daf Tes, Ma'a v'sechem lo'y nichnusu lebris by Matan Torah, elo b'mila v'tvila v'altzuas domim, avhem lo'y konsu lebris elo b'mila v'tvila v'altzuas domim. There's a din to have mila l'shem gerus, and tvila l'shem gerus, and then altzuas domim, he brings a korban b'zman she'beis hamikdosh kayam. When the beis hamikdosh is not kayam, so he becomes a ger even without it, and then when the beis hamikdosh will be built, so then he can bring carbon. The Rambam says, "Yishloisha dvarim nichnusu Yisrael lebris b'milo v'tvilo v'carbon. Milo oiso b'mitzrayim k'shenema b'chol orel lo yoichal boi. Mol oiso Moshe Rabbeinu shekulam bitlu bris milo b'mitzrayim chutz mishevet Levi. V'al zenama ovris choyin tzoyru. So there was milo b'mitzrayim. Shevet Levi always did bris mila all the years they were in Mitzrayim, but other parts of Klal Yisrael did not be mekayim bris mila. And before they ate the korban Pesach on erev Pesach, the day before they went out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu mauled them, and that was the mila that was also for gerus. V'tevila oisa b'amidbor koydem matan teiro k'shenema v'kidashto mayoim u'mocho v'chibsusim loisam, which means tevila. The korban, kshenema vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael vayalu oilos al idei kol Yisrael ikrivum. They were makriv for Klal Yisrael korbanos. V'chele doiros sheyirtze agoy leikonis lebris listoif eftach askanfei hashchino v'yikabel olav oil toiro tzorich milo v'tvila v'artzuas domi. We also have to figure out if we need dafka the seder of milo v'tvila, or it could be tvila before milo. We'll see later. Vim nekevoi, a tevila v'korban by nekevo is no mila, just tevila v'korban. Shenema, kochem kager, ma atem b'mila v'tevila v'artzuas korban by matan toiro, af ager ledoiro is b'mila v'tevila v'artzuas korban. Umau korban ager, oilas behemo ishtei toirim, ishnei b'nei yoino, v'shneem oilo. Ubizman hazeh she'en shom korban, tzorich mila v'tevila. Shebona b'sa mikdo, shiovi korbone. And the korban is today that he should eat kodshim. Without bringing a korban, he won't be able to eat korbanos kodshim. The Gemara by us, Tonu Rabbanan, Yevamos Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Tonu Rabbanan, Ger Shemol Veloy Toval, a ger that did mila and he didn't do tevila. Reb Lezer Oymar Areze Ger. Lefi Reb Lezer, mila itself becomes a ger. Shekein motzinu b'avoseinu shemolu v'loy tovlu. We see that our fathers, avoseinu, when they went out of Mitzrayim, there was mila without tevila. Before they went out of Mitzrayim, there was mila, like we mentioned, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't have tevila yet until Matan Torah, and they're called gerim. Toval v'loy mol, if there was only tevila and not mila, Rabbi Shoyim ha'rez ager shekein motzinu b'imoyis. Shetovlu v'loy molu. Imoyis means the women that went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have mila. But they had to, so how did they become a ger? So there had to be something, so it was tevila. So tevila itself could become a ger. So lefi Reb Lezer it's mila, lefi Reb Yeshua it's tevila. V'chachomim oimrim, toval v'loy mol, mol v'loy toval, ein ger ad she'imoid v'yitbol. It's only a ger if he does both, mila and tevila. Then the Gemara says, how do we know it? The Gemara says, "Betovav loymol kulal meloy pligi demahani." The Gemara says, "Elo that betovav loymol." Everybody holds Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. Everybody holds that toval. It helps. It's called the gerus. Kipligi bemol veloy toval. What happens? Mila without tevila. So Rabbi Lezer holds. He learns out from the avos, from the zchorim that were bizman matan Torah, that mila itself made them for gerim. And Rabbi Yeshua says that Ovos also had Tevila, and he learns out from a pasuk that there was Tevila. And Rabbi Yeshua, Tevila bei mois menolon, svoru, the gishen, b'mal nichnesu tachas kanfei ha-shechino. Then Rabbi Chir Barabam, Rabbi Yechno, lo ilo min hager ad shimu ad vizboi, because the Aloch is like the Chachonim. Rashi says here, on Amadalech, bei mois, nishiseyem shetov, Rashi says, b'aviseinu shemolu, the time of Rabbi Lezer, because we see that the Ovos were mal, bimei Moshe, kishiyotu mi Mitzrayim. In the time of Moshe, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mal. And that's the mila that he did to them before the Korban Pesach. Viyotu miklal b'nei Noach, lekabel atoiro, lekabel p'nei Hashchina. Rashi says that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mal, so they went out of the category of b'nei Noach, today to be mekabel the Torah, like it says, of going out of Mitzrayim, Tavdunes Elokim al Ahor Hazeh, that one of the reason to go out of Mitzrayim was today that they should be Tavdunes Elokim al Ahor Hazeh, to be Mekabel Toiro and Har Sinai, and Elokim, that means the Shechina. So Pashtus, the Pshat in Rashi is, I'll read it again, Bavisenu Shemolu, Bimei Moshe, Keshiyotsu Mi Mitzrayim. He's telling us when it was. Bimei Moshe, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mal. And so what if they were mal? What does it have to do with gerus? So Rashi says, we also miklal b'nei Noach, lekabel ha-toira or lekabel p'nei ha-shechina, to be mekabel toira and be mekabel p'nei ha-shechina. So I would say, why does Rashi be marich and says lekabel toira, lekabel p'nei ha-shechina? Because there wasn't kabbalah's mitzvahs. There was no mitzvahs yet given. There was just the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which anyway they had to be mekayim. And the korban pesach, which they ate already, but they were going to eat now. And there was mila that Avraham Avinu was moisif, or the tefillah that the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Melachim. But now, by going out in time, the mila, how does the mila connect with gerus? So he says, because they were going out of Mitzrayim, and it was kedei to be mavdil them from b'nei noyach, so the mila that they did kedei to eat korban pesach was l'shem gerus, was also for gerus, even though it was l'shem korban pesach. I would be moisif because goyim can't eat korban pesach. It says kol benecho lo yechal boi, kol orei lo yechal boi, and all goyim are called arelim, even if they're mal. So because they're benecho can't eat, and they were mal kedei to eat, so it's already avdola from the goyim, which is like gerus. Rashi in Chumash even says toisha v'socha lo yechal boi brings Rabbi Akiva, which toisvus here brings that he says that it means even arvi mal and givoni mal. The Gemara says that we would think that because he was mol v'loy toval, that maybe he would be able to eat the korban pesach, kumash melon, that he cannot eat the korban pesach. And our Sameach says that was the Ava Amina, because it's like shnei matirim, mila and tvila is like shnei matirim, and each one does a mikzas. So memele, if they did mila itself, there would be a Ava Amina that he would be able to, because he already started the procedure, it's already one of the matirim, would be a Ava Amina that he could eat the korban pesach. I would bring something in, the Rabbi Yitzchok Kutner and the Pachad Yitzchok in the Sefer on Pesach, Maimar Chof Beis, he brings down this Rashi which we just explained, and he says, Hare lefoneinu, the Rashi diktik lefarish deloiteme demile demitzrayim av yemile leshem geirus, deshas matan toiro, ukederech shadova noig b'chol mile de geirus, sheinasis leshem ageirus, shetoch lacharkar b'shas tvile v'kabolas mitzvus, elo de diktik lefarish. He says, not that Rashi is saying that the mila was a mila l'shem gerus, only diktek lefarish, the yitzias mitzrayim atzmo have a mikzas gerus. Shiyotu oz miklal b'nei noach lekabel p'nei ha-shechina. U'mila de mitzrayim yisechesesi le mikzas gerus zu de geulas mitzrayim. He says that he's learning in Rashi that the etzem yitziah from mitzrayim was a mice of gerus. It's a mikzas gerus, which the mila, together with that, makes it a ger. ומכיוון שזוכינו לדין דלדס רשי עצם היציא ממצרים דין גירוס הלא ממילא ריקיים. So that's what he says. he learns that Rashi is saying that the Etzem going out of Mitzrayim is Geirus. So I understand that he read the Rashi not like we read it. He read it. Abisenu Shemolu Bimei Moshe. Then he stopped. He says Bimei Moshe they were mal. And then he read Sheyotzu Mi Mitzrayim VeYotzu Miklal Bnei Noach LeKabel HaTorah LeKabel Pnei Hashchina. That the Yitzia from Mitzrayim VeYotzu Miklal Bnei Noach. But I think it's not right. Rashi doesn't say Sheyotzu Mi Mitzrayim going on VeYotzu Miklal Bnei Noach. The Sheyotzu Mi Mitzrayim goes on before Bimei Moshe KeSheyotzu Mi Mitzrayim, and then VeYotzu Miklal Bnei Noach LeKabel HaTorah. What, and I would say that Rashi says two things. Rashi says lekabel atoyra ulekabel pnei hashchina. The Rambam also says v'chein ledoyros kshayotze agoy leikones lebris uleistoyfes tachas kanfei hashchina v'yikabel olavoy letoyra. It says two things. Well, according to what Rashi says here, לקבל התורה, לקבל פני השכינה, או להיכנס תחס כנפי השכינה. So I would add in the Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says that when Hashem talked to Avram about doing Bris Mila, he says there, Vayipol Avram al Ponov. So Rashi says, because he wasn't mole, calls man that he wasn't mole, he couldn't stand and talk to the Shekhinah, so he fell and was on his face. He had to be in a different matzah today that the Shekhinah should talk to him. But when he's mal, he could stand on 2 feet and talk to the Shekhinah. It's Bakovedik. It's not Bakovedik when he's a Oret. So Memela Rashi says that Kedei Lekabo Pnei Shekhinah, they needed the Mila also. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in the Sefer Dibros Moshe on Masecht Shabbos, at the end of the Sefer, Simen Samach Dalet, it's a Simen with Ha'oris. In Ha'ora Yud Aleph, it's in the Sefer, it's Amud Tov Kuf Chof Beis, right on the top. He says that a ger could become a ger if he's Mekabel on him. A ger has to be Mekabel mitzvahs. He does Milev, it's Milev, Atzvaz Domim, but first of all, he has to be Mekabel mitzvahs. He has to say that he's doing it L'Shem to become part of Klal Yisrael. So he says over there, it's shaykh to be mekabel mitzvahs in this way, to say that whatever mitzvahs that I will be told that Klal Yisrael are knowing, so I'm mekabel on myself. Even if he doesn't know any of the mitzvahs, he has no idea which mitzvahs are, but he's mekabel on himself that whatever he will be told, he will do, so it's called a gerus. And he brings from his father in a tshuva, in the Igros Moshe, in Yoredei Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, that his father was paskened already, and he uses it la'alocha, that a ger that wasn't mekabel mitzvahs, his gerus is nothing. It's not milen, it's not tvila, it's nothing. What the Gemara always talks, these megayer l'shem issues, is that his reason he's megayer is because he has a reason. He wants to marry somebody from Klal Yisrael, or he has a different reason, economy, something with money. But he was mekabel mitzvahs. Only the reason he was mekabel mitzvahs was because of some other advantage. But without being mekabel mitzvahs, it wouldn't bechlal be a gerus. Now that it was mekabel and it was for a different reason, so then it's a machlokes in the Gemara and Daf Chav Dalet, and Allah we pass, and then it is a gerus. Like the Rambam says, Al yale al daitecho, sheshimshen ha-Mashiach Yisrael, leshloimoy melech Yisrael, shenikro yedidyo, nosu noshim nochriyos begeyusam, that such big tzaddikim, that they were manhigim, they were called yedidyo, Mashiach Yisrael, that they married Noshim Nochrios Begeyusam when they were going, only Elosoida Dovar Kahu. Sha mitzvah anchoinok Shiova Yagero Yagiris Lisgayo Boit Kinachro. Shemo Biglal Momon Sheitoil or Bishvil Sroro Sheizkelo. Maybe he's going to gain money, maybe he's going to have a position. Oimipnea Pachad, or he's afraid. Boli Kones Lados. Vim Ishu Boit Kinachro Shemo Enov Nosan Bisho Yehudis. Maybe she wants to marry somebody from Klal Yisrael, or he wants to marry a woman from Klal Yisrael. If they didn't have a side reason, and the reason is just to become part of Klal Yisrael, so they're modia to them the mitzvahs, that they should know that it's shaykh, they should. If they don't want, if it seems to be too hard for them, they could leave. In kidlu v'lo'i pirshu v'ro'o son shechozru me'avo we see that they really want to become a gerim. Mekabli noison shenema vatere kimisametzesi lo lechesito. By Ruth it says that she wanted to go with Naomi and become a yid. First she was telling her mitzvahs to see, maybe she won't want, maybe it's too hard for her. So then when she saw that she really wanted to become a geores, so then you don't keep on saying lefichoch lekiblu bezdin gerim kol yimei David v'shloimei bimei David shemo min hapachad chozu, because David was the ruler and whoever wasn't mekabel gerus or whoever didn't listen, so he punished them. So because of pachad they might have wanted to become gerim. So then Moshe, then David, so all the gerim that came bimei David, they weren't l'shem shamayim and they weren't mekabel them. Ubimei shloima they weren't mekabel shemo b'shvil hamalchus v'atoivu agdoilo shoyu b'yisrael chozu. Maybe because Klal Yisrael was in such a high position of power and kovod and gedula, and they had a big kovod and zchus, so they also wanted to be part of this kovod and zchus to become Klal Yisrael. So they didn't be mekabel them because it wasn't l'shem shamayim. Shekolachoyzal min agoyim bishvil dovo mehavle oilam einoy migeirei atzedek. Pafal pikein hoyu geirim habe misgeirim bimei dovid ushloime bifnei adyotis. They did it on the side bifnei adyotis. Hoyu bezin agodl choyshishin lehem. They were choyshish to see maybe they are geirim. V'loy doichin oison achar shetovlu. Mikol makoyim v'loy mekavin oison achar shetiru achrizam. Since they were tovol l'shem geirus, they didn't push them away from becoming part of Klal Yisrael, but they didn't be mekar of them, and they wanted to see what happens at the end. Are they really acting like people from Klal Yisrael mekayim mitzvos? Ulefi shegiyah shloimei noshim v'noson, v'chein shimshen giyah v'noso, v'adova yodua shloichozru elo bishvil dover. The giyoros, the women that Shlomo married and Shimshon, they made them gerim, were only for a reason, and not l'shem shamayim. The loyal pi bezdin girum, they were megayer them not alpi bezdin only b'fnei adyotos. Choshvan akosuv kilu in goyer shu b'isura noimdin. The Torah, the Hashem was machshiv them ki ilu they were still like goy. Void sheichiach soifan al tchilos, and at them we saw what happened. Shein oivdeis avu de zohar shalenu bonu loem bomois, ve elu olav akosuv kilu hu bonu shenem oz yivin eshloem ay bomois. Since he was goyerim, that these women should become as if they're part of Klal Yisrael, they still do the Avodah Zarah, and they built Bama, so because he wasn't Mochiach them, and it was his fault, so the Torah was Machshivit, the Novi's Machshivit, Kilu Shlomo built a Bama. Ger, Shaloi Bodku Acharov, Oy Shaloi Diyu HaMitzvahs Ve'Oinshon, Umo Ve'Toval Bifnei Shloisho Ediyoto, Is Harei Ze Ger. If they weren't boidik to see why he's becoming a ger, he's still a ger. V'afilu noida shebishvil dovar o misgayer, hoi lumol v'toval, yotso miklal agoy. V'choy sheshin loy ad sheisbayel tzidkosi. That means we hold him in a chshash. Maybe he's a yid and maybe not. Maybe we will be mekarv and maybe not. We wait and see if he's a tzaddik or not. V'afilu chozo avobad avin dezore, areyu ki Yisroel meshumad. שקידוש of קידושן ומצווה להחזיר עבידוסו עם יחר שטוב על נעשה כישראל ולפי חוקים ושלושים שם ושלושים ונשעשיין ואף על פי שניג לסוידם, because באמס they are hidden, only we're not מקר of them. מפני זה אומרו חכום עם קושים להם גיירים לישראל כנגע צורס שרובון חוזרים בשביל דובו ומתינס ישראל. The גיירים are like כנגע צורס, קושים גיירים לכס הפחס, because then, after they become gerim, sometimes they go back on what they promised, and they become again like goyim. Because adovah lifrosh mehem achar shenisgayru, once they became part of us and they live among us, so it's hard to get rid of them, and they live by us and they do ma'isim like goyim. Tzeyu lemad ma'ira b'midbar b'maisi o'egel u'b'kivri satavo. Ma'isi o'egel and kivri satavo was all started by the goyim that came, the erev rav that came up from Mitzrayim. They were the ones who started out these averus that were in the midbar. So we see that a goy is not such a good thing to become a ger unless we know for sure that he was mekabel on himself to become part of Klal Yisrael. So we'll go back to what we said. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says b'shem his father that without Kabbalah's mitzvahs there's no gerus at all. No mila, tvila, it's not worth anything. And he says that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs can be in a way that he says, whatever you will tell me, I'm a kavo on myself, I'll do any mitzvahs. Even though right now, b'shas the milah and tefillah, he doesn't know about any mitzvahs. And so we wanted to bring a raya, it's a doyme to what we just read from Rashi, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mekabel, they were yotza meklal b'nei noach lekabel, atoyro lekabel p'nei ashchin, and that's called gerus. That means, even though they didn't know the Taryag mitzvahs, they were going to get it in Har Sinai 2 months, 3 months later. But meantime, they did a milah l'shem gerus of nesinas atoyro. So you see that even though they don't know the mitzvahs, still they could become gerim al yaday, that they're mekabel themselves, whatever will be said. And it's very doyma tenase v'nishma. That means I will do all the mitzvahs, then I will hear what it is. So our Moshe Feinstein is mechadish that nase v'nishma is also called a ger tzedek. Although by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim they did know some of the mitzvahs. Gerus is also mentioned in the Torah earlier. It says when Avram Avinu and Sarah went out of Choron and they went there, it says Vesanefesh, they took with them Vesanefesh Asher also b'Choron. So Rashi says Avram was Megayah the Anoshim and Sarah was Megayah the Anoshim. That means they had Gerim with them. What kind of Gerus was there? There was no Mila and Tevila. They weren't Mitzuvah yet on Mila. Even Avram Avinu wasn't Mal yet. Only the Pshat is which kind of Gerus they were. The fact that Avram Avinu put in them the emunah, they were mamin by Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were nivdal from all the goyim around. So that itself is called gerus. So mikan is a little bit of a raya that the ikar gerus is kabbalas mitzvahs, and the rest, milah v'tvila, is just to do the maisim kedei to become klal Yisrael. Just kabbalas mitzvahs wouldn't be enough, but bizman Avram Avinu had a shem of gerus al yaday kabbalas mitzvahs. Then when Avraham Avinu was nitztave on the milah, added onto the Sheva mitzvahs, it seems to be that there already was some kind of avdola, simen that Avraham Avinu was different than all the goyim, that Avraham Avinu was mitzuveh on milah, even b'nei keturah if they were mechuyev in milah, so that's because Avraham Avinu. So already the milah, that's bizman Avraham Avinu, is already mavdil him a little bit from the goyim around him. There's a machlokas in the Sfarim and the Achronim. They talk if Avraham Avinu had the din of Ben Noach or had the din of Israel. It's all told in this because already Avraham Avinu had Avdola from the Goyim. This Avdola may give him other dinim, or maybe it's just a Hosofa of a mitzvah of Milah. Bemis, you need to do the Milah and the Tvila L'Shem Gerus. Now the shaila is in Mitzrayim when they were mal and when they nei later were mal or mizman Moshe Rabbeinu he was mal them before the Korban Pesach. If that milah is also considered as if he is tovo mal l'shem gerus, even though the milah was kedei to eat Korban Pesach, or in Mitzrayim they were mal because Avraham Avinu was nitztava al milah, but it wasn't necessarily to be called a shem gerus on it. So it says in the Rishonim that the Bnei Levi that they were Malam Mitzrayim did not need a Tofas Dambris, that Mila was enough. In Tosfos, in Kirisus, it says that we know that there was Mila Bizman Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tichsiv Kimuli Moyu Kolom. And Yeshua is talking about that Yeshua was Malas Bnei Yisrael Sheinis, because the ones who came out of Mitzrayim, Muli Moyu Kolom, Ayutim Mitzrayim. Pirush, the Tosfos in Kirisus says Pirush, Shemolu atzmon b'itziosam mi'mitzrayim. Fa'af al pishoyson shoyu nimoidim b'mei Avram lo imolu oyson b'itzias mitzrayim. Tosfos is asking, Bishloim are those who were mal b'itzias mitzrayim, so they knew they're going out of Mitzrayim kidei, tavdun es elokim kidei to be mekabel the Torah and become a different umat klal Yisrael. But those who were mal b'mei Avram, they didn't mal them, it's like Shevet Levi. So they didn't mal them again when they went out of Mitzrayim. So how do they have mila of gerus? Mikol makoim meikore keshemolu atzmon balchatchila when they did mila molu likonis bebris amokoim belibodel mishar umos. The reason that they were mal was what Avraham Avinu was mitzuvah on mila is kedei to go into the bris to become a bris with Hakadosh Baruch Hu belibodel mishar umos begam ki ato tovu. So Tosfos is saying that the brief was mabdil them from the milah that they did in Mikach Avraham Avinu and Mitzrayim, So that milah was kedei to be mavdil them from goyim. That itself means a milah of gerus. V'gam ki ato tovlu, and also because now they were tovlu. So memela, what is Tosfos adding? V'gam ki ato tovlu. Maybe Tosfos means that once they were toiva, once they were mal, it's not shaykh again mila. So they're like, maybe it's like what Tosfos says in a different place, that if there's no mitzias of mila by a zohar, so tvila is enough. Shita Mekubetza says here in Ois Lamed Gimel b'shem de Rosh, when Tosfos says that lo malu oisam b'tzias mitzrayim, the ones who were mal before, mikol mokem gam mitchilo nimoylu likones bebris amokem asher koras es avon. That means that is like a harchova of what Tosfos is saying, that when they were mal in Mitzrayim, they were mal to be nichnas lebris hamokim, to be miskarev takodesh baruch hu, and become different from the goyim, and then they did tevila and artuas domi. So we see from here, like what it's explained in the Ritva here also, that once they were mal l'shem mitzvah and l'shem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah on the mila, that milah is also avdola from goyim, so it's considered also to be a valid milah for gerus. So memela, the bnei Levi or malim Mitzrayim did not need another atofas dambris. Similar to that is the Gemara and daf mem hei omid beis. The Gemara says, Avdei d'Rebchia Bar-Ami, at b'lo lahi ovedes k'chovim l'shem intze. The Eved of Rebchia Bar-Ami wanted to marry a wife. He was an Eved. So he took a Goya, a woman, and she was mabdil her l'shem ishus. So Rashi says, l'shem tevilas nido, v'lo l'shem tevilas gerus. Omar Rav Yosef yachino l'achshuri bo u'bibrato. He could be machshir her and her daughter. That a woman that came, we don't know if she's a gerus or not, if she was tovel or not, so we say since she's noig mina klal Yisrael, so she was tovel leniduso, so that's a tefillah for gerus. Rashi says yachino lachshuri bo liyos gerus gemuro v'afa bishloi tovel l'shem gerus v'omar lekamon loyla min ager chimoil v'hitboi. Why? Because the tefillah nido sal kolo l'shem gerus doivedes kechovim loy tovel leniduso. Goya does not be tovel leniduso, but a yid does be tovel leniduso. So since she's tovel leniduso, which is only a maise of yidin of klal Yisrael, so memele, that tevila is enough to become a tevila of gerus. So from Rashi we see that if you do a maise tevila or mila, of course not other maise, if you do tevila or mila, but it's l'shem avdola from goyim, just like we saw that Tosfos says in Krisus about mila. So this tevilas nida that goyim don't do, Rashi says, dovedes kichovim lo tovla lenidusa. So she did an act that's mavdiler from goyim, that's a mice of klal Yisrael, not of goyim. So memela, that tevila is a tevila l'shem gerus, even though you need a tevila l'shem gerus, which means, according to this, that l'shem to be mavdil herself from a goyim become a yid. So tevilas nida is also a tevila that's mavdil herself from a goy and becoming a yid. So that tevila itself, tevilas nidus, is a tevila for gerus. Ubebrato v'afal gav de bas eved abo al bas Yisraeli don is gairo zu kebas Yisraeli v'afilochik sheiro bito, because the daughter is already a daughter of a yid. And the Gemara says, Ahu davu korle bara maise. There was somebody that they used to call him that he's a son of a goy. There was somebody that they called him that his father was a goy. Bemis, the father, also he was noig minag Yisrael, but they didn't know if he was tovel or not. So we say since he was tovel a carrier, bal keri, so memele, it's also a tvil of gerus. The Nemuki Yosef brings down from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks, how does a tvilas keri, which is a tvila for a tumakalo, and it's in fact also not chayev midoraisa every time. It's midorabonon, but akobonim it's metayer afilo midoraisa or tumas keri. So Rashi, he brings down Yerushalmi. Ech ta letvilo kalo shilo shem keri letvilo chamuro shi tvilo zgirus mitumas akum. Mashma, the tumas akum is like a chomor dekatuma. So the tevila l'shem tumas keri, which is a tevila for a tuma kalo, how does that help for a tevila for a tuma chamur of gerus? Uporik om Rabbi Yosi Balbun kivan shezu v'zu l'shem kedushas Yisrael also loy. Both are for kedushas Yisrael, to become Torah from keri is l'shem kedushas Yisrael, and to be Torah from tumas akum is also l'shem kedushas Yisrael. Kloima dilu loy, it has to be a loy with a aleph. So since they're toivel le keri v'le nidus, it's l'shem Yisrael. So they're doing a mice of Yisrael. So we see from here also that the ikar is that you're doing a mice of gerus to be mavdil from goyim, to do a mice that's only by yidden. So memele, if it's such a tvila or such a mila, it also is good, even though he didn't do it l'shem gerus because he thought he was a ger from before. There's another pshat in Rashi on miloi tovla l'nidus. He says lishnachrine l'shem means l'shem ishus, that they were toiv l'shem isha, that means shalai l'shem shamayim, because he wanted to marry a isha. The tvilas gerus have, he did be misgayer with this, he wanted to become misgayer with this tvila, but it was l'shem ishus. Elo she'eno tvila domo ketad ish. That's lefi the shitas that it's not a gerus. So he said that even though that gerus does not help because it was a gerus shelo l'shem shomayim l'shem ishus, and that madam holds that's not a gerus, but since afterwards they were noyed minag Yisrael and they were toivel l'shem keri l'shem nidus, so those tvilas will help l'shem gerus. Kach shomati v'kasheli chode dekavinon hilchese osam aloche kulon gerim v'afilo l'mishno yishona nami ika maise lo yisalkelo basre nami lo yisalkelo v'lav l'shem shomayim nisgayro. So Rashi says that first of all the aloche is that kulon gerim, so memele that first tevila was good, you don't need the next tevila of nidus. But then Rashi says if the first tevila wasn't good because they were misgayro l'shem issues, so then the next time they're toivel because they think they were gerim already. They were already, and so memela, when they're toivel l'shem nidus, it's only a continuation of the machshava that was before, so it wouldn't help l'shem gerus. That, and he says, l'shem rishon ikir v'nirim b'einai. Maybe we could say pshat in this kasha of Rashi that he says if the first gerus, if the first tevila was not l'shem shemayim and it doesn't be ola for tevilas gerus, so the second tevila of nidus or keri would only be a continuation. There's no new machshava, but it could be the first time they were misgayer and they did it l'shem issues. So that's a tevila as if it's not l'shem gerus, it's l'shem issues and not l'shem shemayim. But when they're mekayim a mitzvah, they're mekayim the din of nidus and the din of keri, that's only for the mitzvah. So because it's for the mitzvah, and that mitzvah is a mitzvah that's noig b'Yisrael, it's for Kedushas Yisrael, so memela, it could be that machshava is better than the machshava before, like we read from the Yerushalmi. The Rif asks, on this Gemara, Amar Abshem ben Levi milei tova lekshem kelye, sugya d'shmai te'ochinu, that the tvilas keri would help. Says that a ger needs shloisha b'fnei bezin because it says mishpat. The kaim lo nilches eid aloch is that you need three without three. It's not a gerus. So how could a tvilas carry up? He's toivel by himself. Nobody's around. There's no bezin of shloisha or tvilas nidus. Is also there's no shloisha. Hod ravasi v'drabi yeshua ben levi di evedu deloy paslino lebrei hoy v'tovel l'shem keriyoy. That we say that it's only b'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's a tevila. D'ilav giura ulav tova l'shem keriyo. So memela, because he's a ger, he was tova l'shem keriyo. V'od rabbi yechanan l'chatchila. D'lo yinaginan b'minagev lo yaman tzvinan le'bas Yisrael d'tova l'bifnei shloisha. So he says that b'di'evet it helps without shloisha. L'chatchila, we say that we need shloisha and we're machmer. If he didn't do bifnei shloisha, we don't let him get married in Klal Yisrael. They have to be tova again bifnei shloisha. But b'di'evet, the gerus itself could be considered a gerus. The Mukiyesuk says one teretz, v'tiltzu, the kol shemol b'bezdin, v'kibel olav b'fneim lidbol, v'gyu kalis v'chamuris, he already did part of the gerus alidei mila and kabolas mitzvahs, achol b'shetov ashloi b'fneim b'bezdin, t'vilosoi t'vilo b'di'evet. So someone is saying that since he already started with Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Mila, so Memela the Tvila is also good. Because Gerus is Mishpat, and Mishpat is by the Gemara Gerus, so it wouldn't be good without the Shloisha. So he says for sure you need Betvila also Shloisha. That's talking, that was Matbel Hashem Inse, is Bifnei Bezdin. That means there were bezdin b'shem b'tvilas nidus. V'adin ha'omoy, u'mishum shloit bilu l'shem yadus o'y metzin aleim laz. And then he brings the Yerushalmi. Tesvah says, Teme, d'on ha'lekamon et gel tzorich shloisho mishpot ksiv bei. And then he says, v'yeshloim ha'hay d'bino shloisho ha'inu l'kabolas ha'mitzvahs. That's only lechatchila that you should be half bezin. But b'di'evet, you don't need the ikar by Kabbalah's mitzvah. Once he's mekabel on himself mitzvahs, so the rest he can do by himself, b'di'evet, he can do by himself the mila and the tvila. V'yesh mefoshim d'kivan d'yadua l'kol shetov l'kilu oim dim shom dom itakanan sadi. It's like we're aiding that b'emes she was tov or he was tova. Miyukashi the tvilas nido b'laylo. If we say that Mishpat is on the whole Gerus, so Tvilas Nida wouldn't help for Gerus, because Tvilas Nida is Balayla and Gerus is Mishpat, has to be Bayoyim. But if we say that it's only on Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so that's okay, because Kabbalah's Mitzvahs was Bayoyim, was Bifnei Shloisha, but the rest was Bodein Matbilin, Ainu Lechatchila Midrabbonah. I think some say that Gemar Din, just like we say that by Momnes, Chilas Din could be by Yom Gemar Din Balailo, so maybe by Gerus we would say that Mila is the Chilas Din and Gerus is the Gemar Din, so it could also be Balailo. Some say you don't learn out all the Dinim from Mishpul. If so, we see from Tosfos that if Mishpot means the Kabbalah's Mitzvah, so the Iker Gerus is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And the Mila and Tvila is just a continuation. It's just to bring out the poel, to give him the etz and the maisa of doing what his machshava was. But it's all considered the gerus, the ikar is in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Shailes, does the Mila need gimel? And the Namukiyosef is mashma that the Mila also needs gimel. And the Rambam says, Ger shemol v'loy toval, oy toval v'loy mol, ein oy ger ad shimoy v'itbol. You need both mila and tvila. V'tzorich litbol b'fnei shloisha. The Rambam doesn't say mila, he says tvila has to be b'fnei shloisha. Soil v'adobo tzorich bezneim matvilin oy se b'shabes v'loy b'yomte v'loy b'laylo. And if b'dieve they were matvilin b'shabes and yomte v'or b'laylo, v'imit bilu arize ger. B'dieve it is called a ger. So the Rambam is mashma that dafka by mila, but dafka by tvila you need shloisha, not by mila. Maybe because it's the Gemara Mishpat. The Gemara Mishpat is only the tvila, not the mila. Dor Sameach wants to learn that lechura it should be like shnei matirim, that one without the other one is makiv, like rekika and chalitza. They need chalitza, so now I'm rekika, and one is already a posel ala achim. So each one has a Shem Matir, so Mela, each one has a Koyach, so you would need Gimel also by Mila and also by Tvila. And the Rambam, it's Mashma, that only by the Tvila. So it could be because it's the Gemar Din. Do we need Dafka, the Mila, before the Tvila? In all the Lashonis in the Gemara, it says Mila v'Tvila, Mila v'Tvila. In fact, it also says there's another Raya from the Gemara that's Dafka Mila before Tvila. Because the Gemara says, when we're telling him the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, all the dinim, pein ma'adin olav in medaktik in olav kibel, if it was mekabel on himself, all the mitzvahs, kalis v'chamuras that we told him, molin oisei miyad, And then it says Nisrape matbili noise miyad. So we mal, and then we have to wait till he gets healthy, gets better from the mila, and then we're matbil. If you could do it the other way, so let him be matbil first, and then right away after the tefillah will do mila, and right away he's a ger. Why should we wait? So we see that first you need dafke mila and then tefillah. If he was tovel first, and then he did mila, so he should be tovel again. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samaches Sif Aleph, there are mothers 2 days. One day is that b'dieved it helps even if there was tefillah before mila. V'yashomrim that he has to be tovel again, and it's not valid. The Ramban, Tosfos says, and arrive from Tosfos, because Tosfos says here, and daf mem zayin omid beis matbili noisem yad when he's mekabel, mashma shamila kodem tvila, ukedoma in gerat sheimol v'itvol, that the mila is always before tvila. That's why when he's mekabel, is mali noisem yad. Beteime, deoma be'orel meuberes shenizgayro b'noin tzorich tvila. A mu'ber is a woman that's pregnant and she has a baby and he's not born yet. So when she's misgayer with the uber, so we say that the son is also a ger just like the mother. And the Gemara says it's not a chatzitza because hainu ravise, that's the way it grows. It's not a chatzitza, skilu, she was tova and the son was tova. And mu'ber is a misgayer, so the son doesn't need a tevila once he's born. Why? Because the tevila, when his mother was tova, was also a tevila for him. Ah, there's no mila. Tosfos says you need mila. Without mila, wouldn't be a gerus. Since he's not roy for mila yet, so the gerus is with tevila itself, and the ritva is moisif words, and he says that she's like an akeva. Just like an akeva, tevila is enough. So also here in this case, since it's not shaykh mila, so tevila is enough. Also in the Shulchan Aruch it's brand like nichra sagid, so it's not shaykh mila, so tevila is enough. So we see from Tosfos that you'd have to need dafka mila before tevila, because if not, Tosfos wouldn't ask a kashi. We'd say he doesn't need tevila, but we need mila afterwards. So we see that tevila, mila is dafka before tevila. The Ramban learns here that we see from Oberes and his guy with the opposite, that b'noyin tzorich tevila, so tevila he doesn't need. But then once he's born, he does the mila, and that's, we do mila for him, and that's gemar the gerus. So the Ramban says that it's lav davka the Seder, we can do tevila first and then mila. The Iskan, the Ramban, a very strong kasha. The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Zayin in Yevomis, Shnei achim toimim gerim, two twin brothers that are gerim, chen mishuchorim loicholzim loy miyabnin, vein chayovim mishumei shesach. Why? Because kotten gershen is gair kikotten shenoylad, so two achim toimim, they're kikotten shenoylad, they're not considered brothers. That means the mother, when she was pregnant from these twins, she was almuberes shenis gaira. So the pregnancy lachatchila, they were going, but then there was tevila that they were both tovo, and they were born as yidden. Oyroson shaloi bekdusha v'leidosan bekdusha lecholze v'leim miyadmin aval chayovim shumei shesach. Bechayev, one of the other one, Koras Mishumei Shesach, that means they're considered brothers Midoraisa and Arayas. So we see that it's not Kikotin Shenoilad. Why? Because the Gerus already was when they were Ubrim, and when they were born as Yidden. So it's not Kikotin Shenoilad. So we see that the Gerus was finished even before the Leda. It's not like the Ramban. Lefi the Ramban, the Gerus is only finished by the Mila, which is afterwards, first the Tevila by Ibor. And then the mila, so it should be kakot and shanelad afterwards. That's a very strong kasha, and I didn't see a very good teretz on it, so I'll leave it by a kasha. What's the din between the mila and the tevila? First the ger does mila and then tevila. What kind of din does he have? The Avnei Nezer is mechadesh, a big chidush, and it says in another form, we'll soon see, the Avnei Nezer is mechadesh, that it would be mechuyev in Shabbos. Why? Because we see that the Klal Yisrael had mila before they went out of Mitzrayim. Then they were mekabel Shabbos in Mora, and by the Mon, they were already mechuyev in Shabbos. They were oisek in mitzvah of Shabbos. So in the Nele we see that once they were mal, they're already not called goyshe shovas. They already started the gerus. So mele, after mila, they're already mechuyev in the dinim of Shabbos. The MS, Rashi says already that a ger toishav is mechuyav in Shabbos. Rashi and Daf Mem Chesam and Beis. Inofish ben Amoscho, the Gemara says be'eved oil akosu medaber. The Rashi says ba'ger is a ger toishav. Inofish ben Amoscho ba'ger. Ger is a ger toishav, and it says inofish that he has to be mekayim Shabbos. Rashi says shekibel olav shloi labedav edezore. That's a ger toishav. Lo lavda v'dezor v'oichal neveles. V'iziro yakosu v'al haShabbos. The mechalales haShabbos kovid v'dezor. Since a ger toishav is a mekabel, not to do a v'dezor, so neveles mechiv in Shabbos also, because kol mechalales haShabbos is like his kovid v'dezor. And Tosfos asks a few kashes. One, he asks, so it's more than sheva mitzvahs b'nei nach, it's also mechiv in Shabbos. So that you could say maybe b'doichak that it's not all Shabbos, it's also v'dezor, so it's not a special one. So he's a goy sheshovas, a ger toshav is still a goy, and a goy sheshovas is chayv misa. So how could you say that a ger toshav is mechuyev in Shabbos? So Tosfos learns different. Tosfos learns da'ocha ba'isa melocha la'tzorach yisrael dumya divi nofesh ben amoscha, that a ger toshav shouldn't do a melocha for a yid. For himself, he's allowed to be Mechala Shabbos, but then he's a Goy Sheshavas. Maybe there would be a way to learn in Rashi that we're talking about Ger Toshav, that he was Mekabel the Mitzvahs. Da'ainu, before there was the din that you have to be, that a Ger Toshav has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, like before Matan Torah, before it says, Rov Ayata Goyim Omad V'Tiron Lohem, and then after Matan Torah, there was Nishadesh Adin, that to be G'day, to become a Ger Toshav, you have to be Mekabel on yourself. The Brisker Rav talks about it in the end of the Sefer on the Michtovim, that, or from a Ritvan Makas Daftes, that there's a difference. There's a Ben Noach, wasn't Mekabel, but he's not allowed to be over on his mitzvahs. Then there's a din of being Mekabel to become a Ger Toshav. So it could be that Bemis Ben Noach is only Mechuyav in Sheva mitzvahs and Avid Dezor. But once he's Mekabel, to be Mekabel the mitzvahs, and he has to be Mekabel Neshet Zivonu Moshe Batoiro, that's how the Rambam says, not Midai Toi. Before that, it was always midaito. Before Matan Torah, once there was Matan Torah, it was nischadish that they have to be mekabel and sheva mitzvahs the way Moshe was mitzave. So it could be Moshe was mitzave that mechalos haShabbos kovid avid azor. Before Matan Torah, there was no such mitzias of keeping Shabbos and kovid avid azor. So all the time of Bnei Noach is goy sheshovas chayv mise is only a goy that before Kabbalah. Once he's mekabel. Dinim of Ger Toshav, so because he's Mekabel on himself, Avodazor, Kamoshe Tziva Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu there's already a Mechala Shabbos Kovid Avodazor. So Memele, that will say that Lefi Rashi, Sheva Mitzvahs is by Ben Noach. Ger Toshav is Sheva Mitzvahs also, but with the addition of Shabbos. And that's all only, like the Rambam says, Kamoshe Tziva Moshe Batoiva. Getting back to the first din, so we said that Avnei Neder was Mechadish a big chidush, that once he's Mal, even though he wasn't Tovel and he's still not a complete Yid, but Shabbos he has to be Mekayim. It's not exactly the Rashi we mentioned, but we mentioned in Agav. So he's Mechuyev to be what Shabbos. There was a Maise, the Binyan Tzion, this is Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, from the Oruch Lener, in Simon Tzadik Aleph, a Maise in Yerushalayim, that a Ger was Nisgayer. And that means he did Mila, and he didn't do Tvila yet. That means he was in the middle of the process, and then it came Shabbos. And he was a Mol and not a Tovu. So there was one of the Chachmei Yerushalayim, I saw Rabbi Yosef brings it down, he says, Rabbi Osher Anshul, he said that since he's still a Goy, he has to do a Melocha on Shabbos, because if he doesn't do a Melocha, his Goy Sheshovas is Chayev Misa. So he told him, it was right before the Shkia, it was Mincha time of Shabbos, so he told the Goy that he should do a Melacha, so he wrote a few osias on a piece of paper. That itself you have to think, if it's called a Melacha, she'ena tzricha legufa, because he didn't really need to write those osias, he just needed it today that he shouldn't be a Goy Sheshovas. But then again, it could be he did need those osias, akoponim, he did a Melacha, and therefore he was nitzal from the din of Goy Sheshovas chayv nisa. And all the Chachmei Yerushalayim came against him, and they said, no, we always were noyeg that once a ger's mol, even though he wasn't tova, he has to be, he watches Shabbos. He's not a goy sheshovas. And they said, just like one of their rights was just like the Avnei Nezer. that we see that the Kabbalah Shabbos was already, when they were before Matan Torah, was already after the Mila, before the Tevila. The Tevila was only by Matan Torah. So Memele, they said that a Goy that was Mekabo, that was Mal, and he wasn't Toval, he is Mechuyev B'Shabbos. The Emma said, in all the Sforim, in all the Gemaras, in all the Rambams, it says, Mal V'Loi Toval, Toval V'Loi Mal, it's not a Ger. We read that Rambam. The Rambam says, Ger Shemal V'Loi Toval, Toval V'Loi Mal, Ein Loi Ger Ad Shemoi V'Yidboi. So Mal V'Loi Toval is not a Ger. Akropadim, they held that he is Mechuyev in something. And then, the Binyan Tzion was masking to them, and he said that since they were, he was Mal, and he went into a bris, and Shabbos is also called a bris, so Memela, since he went into one bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mechayev the other bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he brings the Raya from the Dor HaMidbar, that they were Mekabo Shabbos. He says, V'nei b'Shabbos amrino dal Shabbos nitztavu b'moro, because of the Maisa with the Mon, Adonai me'antem that Meyom Shvi Shabbos lo yilketuboy. So Memele, it's a raya that is mechuyev in the Mila itself is mechayev in Shabbos. But Be'emes, there's a dichoy to that. I saw the Or Sameach already mentioned such a dichoy, not on this case, but he mentions it. And also Rebbe Yoshev in his Sefer on the Shurim, when he brings down this Binyan Tzion, he's doiched, because that even though it could have been that in that time Mila itself gave them a sham of a Gerus, but that was only because they weren't yet Mitztav in Tevila. At that time Mila was enough, but it's no right to nowadays when you need Mila and Tevila, so with, before they do the Tevila, the Mila is still yet nothing. In fact, it's even in the Tosfos Yeshonim. The Tosfos Yeshonim here at B'Shem Rabbeinu Nesana has a whole arichus, and he learns that the Machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer is from the time of the Korban Pesach. Komif legi beger shebol isgaya bizman azer Rabbi Lezer sovada beger sharik shochlu bePesach avoseinu adayin lo itovlu umikol mekom nafku miteras orel medochlu bePesach umken mol v'lo itovel aviger. He says that by the Korban Pesach, Avisenu were mol v'loi tovel, and they already became a ger because a goy can't eat. So in the Mela, we see that Mila itself, from the Korban Pesach, we see that Mila itself is a ger. He says, we see that they were tovel b'matan Torah. Why were they tovel b'matan Torah? They already had gerus from the time of the Korban Pesach Elo. At the time of the Korban Pesach, the Mila itself was not a gerus. It was just to eat the Korban Pesach. It wasn't enough. So Mela, they needed the tevila b'shas matan Torah, k'day to be misgaya. V'kivan shemitztavu litboil, v'yav gerim lo tovel. V'rabba kiva sovel, demidochlo b'pesach tovlu. Rabbi Akiva holds that since they ate the Korban Pesach, so Mestoma they had Tevila, just like nowadays we see that a Ger is Dafke, if it was Mol V'Toval, so if they ate Korban Pesach, so if they had Mila, they had Tevila also. Dilavach Yavu Asurin Boi. Rabbi Akiva holds they need both, Mila and Tevila. There's also a Mandoma that says, Oi Mila, Oi Tevila. And in fact, Rabbi Lezer might hold that way, because the Gemara says, V'Toval Kulam Loi Pligi. One other nekuda might be, in Rashi it says there's the din that we're moedia miktsas kalos miktsas mitzvahs chamuros my timer. The Gemara mem zaynam it base my timer. We have to tell the miktsas kalos vechamuros the polish nifresh, that if he wants to discontinue his process of becoming a ger, he's afraid because it's a big all, it's a lot of strong hard mitzvahs, so he'll be poorish, he won't become a ger. Rashi says, we don't care, we're not looking for gerim. And the Gemara says, since gerim is a hard thing, we don't enjoy so much having gerim, that means we're not looking for gerim. So Memele, we tell them mitzvahs that if he doesn't want to become a gerim, he won't become a gerim. It's almost as saying that we're trying to push him off. But then, once we see that he really wants to become a ger, so vatech dal ledaber elo, we don't continue pushing him off. The Rambam it says, ketzad mekablin geri atzedek sheyovei glis gayov yivduku achov loim tzu ilo. We see that he doesn't have a reason, a side reason that's l'shem shemaim. You don't know that Klal Yisrael's dvuim, tchufim, 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 yisurim, boim aleim. You don't know that we're in a bad shape, that Klal Yisrael has a lot of yisurim. In fact, I'll read the Lashon of the Tosefta, Maseches Geirim. Oroitzel Yisgayar, ein mekabli noisoy miyad. Elohim rim loy, malachol Yisgayar. Why do you want to become a ger? Vare atoroyes o'uma azuis nemucho, v'sgufo mikol o'umas. V'chaloyim rabim yisurim, boim aleim. I heard from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky 3 years ago when my daughter married his grandson. So he sent over from a doctor in New York. A Goyish doctor said he was in the hospital where they treat cancer patients. He says, most of the patients are Yidden. He said, how is it that most of the patients are Yidden? So there's a medrash he brought down from Medrash Rabba Metzora that Bama's sicknesses were made for Yidden, to be Machzer B'tshuva. But today it shouldn't be a Chilol Hashem, that the goyim will see that only Yidden are becoming sick, so also the goyim get sick. So here it says, "V'choloim rabim v'isurin boin aleim." It's also mashma on this tosefta that there's more sicknesses by Yidden than by goyim. V'koyvrin bonim u'bnei bonim v'nei rogin al amila v'al atvila v'al shar kol ha-mitzvahs v'nei agin b'faresik shar kol ha-umos. They're afraid they have to do mitzvahs b'tzina. So then it says that im omar eini kedai, that I want to become litein savori boyd mishoma voyo ilo mekabli noise miyad v'nav nifta voylech loy. So the Rambam says once we know that he's doing l'shem shomayim, so we tell them that there's a lot of yisurim by Klal Yisrael u'moydin noise ikere adat shu yichud Hashem v'yitzur avoy dezor ma'arichin b'dover zeh. They're moydin atem the ikere adat, that's yichud Hashem and avoy dezor. Even though Ger Toshav already has to watch over the Zohar, but here we ma'arich, we tell him a long time, we tell him in depth the Isur of Avodah the Zohar and the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that means Anoichi and Lo Yielecho. Umoidino is a mitzvah, mitzvah is kalos, mitzvah is chamuros, vein ma'arich in bedover ze. It's mashman the Rambam, or Moidia, mitzvah is kalos, chamuros is a shlav later. Not today, she yifers so much like we said in Rashi. But we're modia once we're mekabel noisem miyad, and we tell him avoy dezore, and then we're modia mikzas mitzvahs kalos vechamuros, and moedino is the oven leket shikro peyom aizoroni, moedino is the erson shal mitzvahs ketzad. We tell him that if he chayil of your honest chores, and chilal to Shabbos your honest skile, v'achshov achal shetizgayer, so there, vein marbin olav, vein medaktik in olav. Why aren't we marbin medaktik? Says, we don't want him to go in a bad way. Now he's going in a good way, derech toiva, and we might be goyim that because of us he'll go in a derech ro. Shebatchilo ein moishchin esodom elo b'divrei rotsen rakim. Chen roima bechav leodom emshechen v'achar kach b'avoyso yisavo. First bechav leodom, we'll pull them, and then b'avoyso yisavo. And we tell him, "Shein shom tzadigomo lebal chochma shoyse mitzvahs elu v'yoydon." We tell him that you should know that olam haba is only for tzadikim, and those are the Yisrael. They're the ones who get olam haba. B'zeh shetir Yisrael b'tzar b'olam hazeh. So the olam hazeh, their b'tzar, that's just kedai that they should get olam haba later. And we're marich and all this today that be mechabev him, to show him that we like him, and it's good that he's becoming a ger. That it doesn't say in Rashi. In Rashi, it's mashma d'ikar is today sheyifroish. And if not, so we go weiter and we do the gerus. In the Rambam, it's more positive that we only see that he didn't want to become ger shloi l'shem shemaim. Once we're done with that, so then we're mekabel him, and we're mechabev on him the gerus. He still could be chayzer v'rotzo holech l'darka, but kivel mashi noisim. So then he's mekabel on himself. So right away he becomes a ger. That's the inyan with the gerus.